Hi, this is Connie Smith with OSU Extension in Fairfield County. Special guest today, Leslie Cooksey, 4-H educator in Fairfield County. Well, 2021 is here. 4-H Day is happening. But tell me this, in 2020, let's back up, were you able to have 4-H Day before our world turned upside down with COVID-19?
We did. It was probably our biggest event before everything turned upside down. But it was probably our best 4-H Day we've ever had since I've been in this position. So,
wow. Yeah. Is that because people just like getting together or because they're wanting to learn about new projects? What's the focus of 4-H Day, Leslie?
Well, I think it's all of the above, which you mentioned. Last year, we probably had 400 people in attendance at 4-H Day, and over 100 of those are current 4-H advisors and 4-H members who come to share the good news of 4-H and try to encourage prospective families to become members and join the program. So they're excited to be there. The teens that are involved come a little bit for social reasons, if
sure.
you will, but they're also there to share the you know, their experiences as a 4-H member.
Absolutely.
And then our guests come, obviously, to learn more about 4-H in general, and they share their contact information with us so that we can find the best fit for their family to join a 4-H club in the county. And as far as joining the best club in the county, it could be due to the location in the county, due to the project area interest, and things like that. So 4-H Day is a pretty big event for us as far as getting new members placed and getting them to understand what 4-H is all about, because in most cases they are what I would consider first generation 4-H families that have no clue what 4-H can do for their family and do for their kids as, if they continue to be involved. So.
Okay, good to know. So tell me this, 2021, no way are you going to have 400 people at an event right now, correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
We cannot do that this year.
Yeah.
It saddens me because that was, you know, we were trying to celebrate 100 years of Fairfield County 4-H last year. We had the balloons and everything at 4-H Day.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hopeful that at some point this year we can celebrate 101 years. But 4-H Day is going to start us off looking a little bit different
okay.
this year.
So tell us, because I was a little confused when I first saw this announcement come out. 4-H Day, March the 6th. Drive-through event at the Ed Sands Farm Bureau AAA building for the most part on kind of the north side of the grounds, but it's not for everybody. Am I right?
Correct. We are focusing on our prospective new families.
Okay.
We would like them to come out. They will not get out of their cars. They will drive through the buildings. We'll get their contact information. And they'll get the essential 4-H basic information they need to get connected with the club. We are asking that current 4-H members and volunteers are volunteering perhaps in a different way this year and not coming to 4-H Day so that we can keep our numbers down, keep everybody safe, and keep our traffic moving through the event too.
Right. So, and it is from 1 until 4 p.m., is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But then, okay, so let's say, you know, I've got a 4-H'er who last year was their first year. It, you know, that there was a lot of, you know, Zoom meetings, not a lot of in-person meetings, but I still love the program. I want to explore more options for my child. How can I learn more? Help me. Is there a virtual day I can attend? Help me understand what my options are, Leslie.
Yeah, so this year, since we're not going to have 4-H'ers at 4-H Day to share information about their projects, we're going to host a couple virtual open house events. They will take place on Monday, March 8th from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. and then again on Wednesday, March 10th from 5:30 to 6:30. And we're going to do that on Zoom. Anybody can join to learn about different project areas. We're going to invite some advisors to also assist. If parents have questions specific to how clubs work, mm-hmm. what happens at a club meeting, what is the expectation as a 4-H member and as a 4-H family, And we're going to do that using breakout rooms, getting our current 4-H'ers and advisors involved. So if you want to join in on those days, you can. We've got a shortened web link to connect you with, so hopefully you can jot this down. But it's go.osu.edu/virtual4HDay. And there's no dash in the 4-H part of that. So it's go.osu.edu/virtual4HDay. And you can join at any time. There's no registration for the virtual open house. And you're just going to sign on as a family. You're going to talk to us as 4-H staff. You're going to let us know what project areas or passions do you have. And we'll connect you with a breakout room where we will host 4-H'ers that have maybe taken 4-H projects in that that area. So,
Okay. So tell me, this is 4-H virtual type meetings. Can we do, can a beginning 4-H member, my first year, can I join that meeting with you also?
Yes. So we are going to allow anybody to come. Even if last year was not a good experience for you as a first year member, or maybe you weren't able to finish a project, we will not turn you away, and you are welcome to join in, whether you know, you need assistance with picking out a new project area, understanding maybe what is all involved with taking a project. So those are the types of questions and the help that we want to provide to families through those virtual open house events.
Okay, perfect. So one more time, 4-H Day drive-through event, March the 6th for new members only, 1 to 4 p.m., Fairfield County Fairgrounds, and then your virtual open houses on Monday, March the 8th, and Wednesday, March the 10th. What are the time? I'm sorry, Leslie, Monday, what time are you doing your virtual event?
Monday, March 8th will be from 7:30 to 8:30 p.m.
Okay.
And then Wednesday, March 10th will be from 5:30 to 6:30.
Great.
And if you can't jot this down after listening to this, just call the office in early March, and we'll make sure you have the right information so you don't miss out.
Absolutely. And we will be sharing this all over social media and getting it all out for everybody. Special guest today, Leslie Cooksey, 4-H educator in Fairfield County, 2021, starting out just a little differently, but we hope, we hope things kind of get back to whatever normal they can get back to as the year progresses.
I agree.
Okay, so do I. Take care, Leslie.
All right, thanks, Connie.